Wall Street veteran Bernard Madoff has been arrested and charged with running a $50 billion Ponzi scheme.
Congress wants to know what caused the Enron meltdown.
Now, while the collective rage currently is focused on WorldCom,
Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski was convicted of looting hundreds of millions of dollars.
This is one of the biggest fraud cases ever.
Their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Find out more on this week's episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
July 5th, 1994, a day in history that affects the United States to this day. What is significant about the day after the 4th of July? On July 5th, 1994, Amazon was created. From a company that started off as a virtual bookstore, now has taken over the country in ways that could not have been anticipated. You can buy literally anything on Amazon, from bathing suits to cleaning and supplies to adult toys to children's toys. Amazon has it all. With sales of $574.8 billion in 2023, Amazon surely wouldn't miss $10 million, right? That's what Karika Wortham, one of the focuses of today's story, thought. Do you mean that she stole $10 million? How'd she do that? Find out on this week's episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
How'd she do that?
I don't know.
How'd she do that?
She's like, I'm just a girl.
Surely.
How can a girl steal $10 million?
That's way too much to fit into one briefcase. She had to at least bring two.
And I just have this little purse.
It's a clutch.
It's a clutch.
It's like,
fanny pack. It's a Lululemon fanny pack.
Can I fit $10 million in here?
Can I put a $10 million in here?
No, Karika. You can't.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is she sacred or something?
Yeah, she is, actually.
We're going to kiss her ass for the next hour? Is that what
this episode's
going
to be? Welcome back to another episode of White Collars, Red Hands.
I'm Kashan.
And I'm Nina. And today, we have a compilation episode about one of the biggest companies in America. Yeah, I'm good on saying that, right?
What?
We're talking about Amazon. But yeah. We're not in the way you might think about us talking about Amazon. We're talking about people who have screwed over Amazon.
It's a weird take for us, not going to lie.
We could totally do an episode in the future about how Amazon screws everybody else over.
Yes.
Yes.
They need to get really convicted of something and then... It's coming. Amazon is not going to stay. Not going to be able to keep their noses clean.
They had it coming.
Another musical theater reference. People are going to start expecting it from us.
That's fine. I can be a musical theater podcast.
Unfortunately, I could too, but that sounds awful.
White collar crime.
Okay. No. Never mind.
The shimmy.
I'm retracting what I said.
The Fosse Shuffle?
We gotta stop.
All right, fine.
Don't bring Bob Fosse into this.
I will fucking bring him into this. But, so let's get started. Karika Wortham. We're gonna talk about her first. She was an operations manager at Amazon in Smyrna, Georgia, which is a suburb outside of Atlanta. What?
Oh, come on. Look me dead in the eyes and tell me the word Smyrna isn't funny, dude.
Smyrna. There's a Smyrna, Tennessee, too.
Why
Smyrna? Why Akron? Why do we name anything what we name it?
Oh, come on.
We have a Kankakee in Illinois.
Yeah, that's also funny. But
it is funny.
Smyrna sounds like some drunk guy named it, and he was trying to say something else. Hey, what do you want to name the town? Smyrna. All right. How do you spell that?
Yeah. Well, she worked at Amazon from August 2020 to March 2022. The role of operation manager can encompass a variety of things, but Wortham held a decent amount of power in her position. While being an operations manager, she did not use her powers for good, but for evil.
Oh, so she was aligned with the rest of the morals of the company, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. According to the New York Times, Wortham didn't start her crimes until 2022, which is pretty alarming considering the amount of money she is on the line for. She needed time to get comfortable in her position before committing crimes at work, apparently. But Wortham didn't just steal toilet paper rolls from the bathroom or bottles of hot sauce. She started stealing money. Wortham would have, so what she would do was she would have employees put fake vendor information into the Amazon system. She would then approve the fake vendors and then file fake invoices to Amazon. Once she did that, she would then approve the invoices, and then she would transfer the money to bank accounts that she and other people who were roped into this controlled. So Wortham didn't operate alone. Wortham's girlfriend, Brittany Hudson, would help her submit fake invoices. She also had the help of two people, Demetrius Hines and Lakita Blanchard, to help her as well. Both Hines and Blanchard worked at Amazon as well. Hines and Blanchard would give Wortham names and social security numbers to open the vendor accounts. Hines bought the information from a man named Jaquan Frazier, and all the information was actually stolen in the first place.
Well, no, this is just some guy under a bridge somewhere being like, hey, you wanna buy a social security number?
I got social security numbers. Come on over here.
You want to buy a fake name? It's all here in my trench coat.
Right here.
What do you want? Just reach in deep. The best fake names are deeper into the trench coat. Go
a
ahead.
Little deeper. A little, keep going. Woof. Keep going. Oh, yeah, you got it. Pull it out there.
Oh, my God. Is this your penis? This isn't a social security number at all.
Because of the amount that was stolen, Wortham was able to buy a 5-bedroom home, which was worth $1 million. She also bought a Lamborghini, a Tesla, a Porsche, a motorcycle, and a Dodge Durango, as well as jewelry.
Did she think no one would fucking notice?
Well, exactly. Like
KK Riga, did you just move into a mansion?
Well, here's the thing. A driving, and you know she drove these cars to work.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to be, like, no one's going to notice. No one's going to be like, did you get a bonus? Like, how are you able to buy this super nice car when we're all making the same amount of money?
Not even a super nice car, but like three super nice cars. Mm-hmm. I was like, did you just drive a Tesla up yesterday and a Lamborghini up today? And they're like, yeah, you haven't even seen the Porsche.
She's like, I'm renting them. It's a turbo.
You're renting
a Turo.
You're renting a different car every day?
Yeah. I feel fancy when I do that.
Oh, my God.
It does kind of remind me of the Menendez brothers when they bought all that flashy stuff right after they murdered their parents and got access to all their money. I mean, if you're going to do something illegal, you've got to be chill about it. You don't go and buy a bunch of expensive stuff.
Yeah, not advice, obviously. Like, don't do that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just like siphon it off into a mutual fund and keep the profits and replace it when you earn it all back.
Absolutely. I don't know if you've all ever seen Goodfellas, but there's a scene where, like, I can't remember exactly whether they stole, like, either they sold a bunch of drugs or they stole a bunch of money. And they were like, you guys got to wait before you buy anything because it's going to look suspicious. And the one guy doesn't wait and he buys his wife a fur coat and then he gets the shit beat out of him. He might get killed. Sorry if you've never seen the movie and I spoiled it for you. But this is, you don't do it, is bottom line. Even though Wortham had left Amazon in 2022, she continued the scheme and so did her co-conspirators. Now, there isn't a ton of information out there about this story, so there is a little hole here. At some point, Wortham and Hudson were caught, but the date is unclear. And while they were like waiting to go to trial, they continued to commit crimes while they were on bond, which honestly, every time we see someone commit crimes when they're already in trouble is just insane to me. Like, we even talked about it earlier this season with Tracy Hutsana, when she like would get in trouble and then just like start another scheme. And then, you know, it's there. You're not helping yourself here.
Sometimes your entire livelihood is based on crime.
Yeah. In January of 2023, Wortham and Hudson were working to open a hookah lounge in Atlanta. They were working with a company called CRU Franchising Company. When they were working on closing the deal, CRU asked about the Amazon fraud charges that were pending against them. The couple lied to the company, saying that their charges were dismissed. They went as far as to email CRU fake court documents that they had made saying that the charges were dismissed.
They must have just been really confident that's what was going to happen. So they were like, hey, we can just fake it now. Because, like, what's the point about doing all this if you still just get convicted?
Exactly. I don't know. The fake document included a forged signature from the judge and forged seals from the clerk of court. Hudson also emailed CRU bank statements of that inflated balances so that they could close the deal. However, you can only run for so long. Wortham was convicted of Amazon fraud charges on November 30th, 2023. Wortham was sentenced to 16 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release.
Hey, but at least with Prime, they get delivered to the courthouse in 2 days or less.
Right? 1 or 2 days. Sometimes that day. Many think the sentence was, quote, greater than necessary. She did steal almost $10 million from Amazon. About $2.7 million was seized from bank accounts. She not only got jail time, she also has to pay restitution to Amazon for $9.4 million. Hudson was indicted for her involvement with the case. Demetrius Hines pled guilty to wire fraud conspiracy. Lakeeta Blanchard pled guilty to wire fraud. And Jaquan Frazier pled guilty to misprison of a felony. Their sentences have not been determined yet. I do think that this sentence was a bit extreme for 16 years. Like, if you think about, there are like violent crimes, especially like, I was just listening to a thing about Josh Duggar the other day, and he was, you know, convicted of very violent child pornography.
Severe. Let's just say severe accusations.
Well, it wasn't accusations. They found him guilty, but.
Well, he was convicted.
Yeah.
Some severe
accusations. Yeah. And he's getting 12 years, but she, like, stole $10 million, and she's getting 16.
Well, I think an even better comparison is to compare it to other
white-collar crimes.
White-collar crimes, which, I mean, we see, like, they top out a lot, like, 10, 12, right? Maybe
50. Only, like, the really egregious ones, like Bernie Madoff, Enron.
Yeah. Usually ones that affect a lot of people instead of just a company. Skillings from Enron did get a pretty long sentence, but I think it was something like 15, 16 years. So the fact that she got something similar for
$10 million.
For $10 million, yeah, you could definitely show some.
Do I think
something?
Like, do I think she should have gotten in trouble? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. You stole $10 million. You knew better. You knew what you were doing.
I think a max of 10 years would have been reasonable, though. 16's a little.
16's a lot. I do think that race played into this. That's my opinion because she is a black woman. So, yeah. Defrauding Amazon is not only an American thing, but a worldwide affair.
Hell yeah.
From June of 2020 to May of 2023, 20 unnamed defendants and 20 unnamed individuals were involved in a lawsuit for defrauding Amazon. So these individuals were located in the US, UK, Canada, Greece, Lithuania, and the Netherlands. The company was called REKK. REKK marketed themselves as a service which allowed individuals to buy products from Amazon and then pretend to return the item, which then the customer would keep the item but also get their money back. REKK marketed themselves on Reddit as well as Telegram, and then I also saw that they were also marketing on Discord.
Nothing good happens on Telegram, by the way.
I feel like we've talked about Telegram before, and I still don't understand what Telegram is.
It's more popular in other countries.
Okay.
As like a chatting app.
Is it like Kick? Like, nothing good happens on Kick.
I think it is kind of like that. Yeah.
Is it just messaging?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like video calling and stuff too is how it started out. But I'm not 100% sure on that.
Not like Omegle?
No, I'm kidding. I think there are less penises on Telegram.
Damn.
But only slightly.
Only just like four less.
Just a smidge. A Smyrna less. You know?
Smyrna less.
It's just a Smyrna less.
It's said that REKK pretended to be Amazon customers. They would use phishing messages to get a hold of credentials, and they would manipulate systems so that they could get unauthorized access, and they would also bribe employees to give them refunds. One employee was bribed with $3,500 to scan items as received and sellable, even though the products had never been returned. However, she wasn't necessarily a greedy employee who wanted to make extra money on the side. This employee stated that she received text messages asking her to help, and that the messages that were sent included her address as well as names of relatives. She didn't know who was sending the messages, but she felt as though they were threats. So she carried out the requests that the other person on the other end of the line was making. And I did see, like, in the, like, court documents, like the messages that were sent to her, they were creepy.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
But they also gave her $3,500?
Yeah, they paid her.
Oh. Well,
so.
Feels like they could have done that.
They'd give her a good amount of money per scan that she would do.
Oh.
So here's the thing. I kind of feel like if you got a weird text message like that, like, I would go to the police. I wouldn't just, like, follow through. Oh, yeah, like
they're going to do something.
Well, that's true. True. You're right.
But, I mean, hey, at least you tried.
Yeah, at least you tried. Because now she's about to get in trouble. That's the thing. It's just, like, you're about to get in a lot of trouble for $3,500, which really is not much money at all.
To be fair, it's not like Amazon's paying her a lot of money either.
Well, true. Although she claims that she only did this for one day, she was fired from her position at Amazon. This employee did 76 returns, which totaled more than $100,000. Another employee was offered $5,000 for his involvement, and his actions cost the company $75,000 in returns. According to Amazon filings, more than $500,000 was returned fraudulently. People were not refunding small things like clothes or sponges. They were getting refunded for computers, a gold coin, other things that were super expensive.
Well, yeah, that's how you make it add up.
Well, right. In 2022, Amazon spent $1.2 billion and employed 15,000 people to find fraud on their website. The way that REKK was caught was that an American investigator ordered an iPad Pro for $2,000. The investigator then filled out REKK's service request form through Telegram. There was a fee for this. The investigator paid around $300 to a PayPal account that REKK was using. And then, like, also, I think that money was then, like, used for Bitcoin. Is what I was reading.
I mean, probably. This is a scam.
Yeah.
So they love cryptocurrency.
Yeah. After paying the amount, the investigator not only received the refund, but also kept the iPad.
Oh, great. That investigator made out then.
Yeah. Good for him, honestly. REKK would manipulate within the Amazon site to make it look as if the product was never delivered. I don't know how they did that, but they would get in there and make it look like it was not delivered. So, even though it was. So this caused the website to do an automatic repayment for the product, even though it was already delivered. Fraudulent returns are not just an Amazon-specific problem. It's estimated that about 10% of online returns are fraudulent. In 2022, online returns were over, like, across, you know, from all the data collected, were over $200 billion. So about $2 billion of that would be fraudulent.
I honestly feel like the companies bake this into pricing, though. Because
absolutely.
Like, they know it's going to happen. So they just go like,
yeah.
Then we'll just eat it.
Yeah.
It's like how a lot of brick and mortar stores know they're going to get shoplifted from. So they're like, well.
Yeah, they.
We'll just increase the margin on all of our, the things we sell.
Right. Although the issues of fraudulent online returns is a big one, experts don't think that we will see a major change in how businesses, especially Amazon, handle their online returns. The convenience in which Amazon does returns is a huge selling point to their customers, so we will not see a change. It is expected that we will see a change in using AI to figure out whether or not returns are legitimate or not. In this case, there have been no formal, from what I can find, no formal arrests have been made yet.
You said it was a lawsuit, so it's like a civil matter, I guess?
Yeah.
Interesting route. Probably because they're in a bunch of different countries. It's probably a lot easier to, to do civil litigation than it is to actually charge them with anything.
Yeah, I don't think anything is actually going to come of this, if you want my opinion. Like, I mean, personally, I just don't think anything's going to come of it.
And they might win the lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting.
I mean, they'll probably definitely win the lawsuit if there's good evidence, but
I just don't know how, like, you see this ad and you're like, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that.
Well, it works.
Well, it did work.
So that's kind of the bad part is that, like, well, they did. It wasn't just a scam. They kind of did what they were offering. They were just scamming 100, Amazon.
Yeah, they were just scamming Amazon, which honestly, if you're going to scam anybody, fine. That's fine. Whatever.
They don't pay taxes. You might as well take money from them.
God, I forgot they don't pay taxes. Although we only covered two stories about people stealing from Amazon, it would be no shock to find out that the business giant is guilty of crimes of their own.
Finally.
And I'm sure they're guilty of more than what we know about. As we know, Amazon has extended their services and what they own over the course of the last few years.
Yeah, and they still put ads on Prime Video, okay? What are you doing? What do I pay $140 a year for that I gotta watch ads when I wanna watch your stupid, shitty, third-rate Netflix service?
How do you really feel?
It just happened 3 weeks ago, so it's still fresh.
So Amazon now owns Whole Foods. They work with other delivery services to deliver goods, etc. And it isn't a secret to know that Amazon is horrendous to their drivers.
Bottles.
Yeah, I think we've all heard the stories of the Amazon drivers peeing in plastic bottles so that they don't take up too much time from their route so that they can hit their quotas. And I remember there have been times where, like, my Amazon package says it's delivered when it isn't delivered so that they can look like they're staying on track, and then they work over and deliver it later.
Don't you just hate when you get an Amazon package and you go down, you open it up, and it's just a bottle full of piss?
Yeah.
God, I hate that. I'm like, oh, this is supposed to be a new dining room tablecloth.
Except for when it's that one guy and he's like, I got this for you, XOXO Marty.
And you're like, oh, man. Well, his is the only one that doesn't smell like asparagus, which is nice.
Oh, well, I like it when it smells like asparagus.
Oh. We must have a different Marty.
We have a different Marty.
What does it taste like? I'm
joking. Tastes like asparagus.
Oh, nice.
That's how I get my vegetables.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. Another driving job that Amazon has is Amazon Flex. Flex drivers deliver products from Amazon Prime, Amazon Fresh, and Amazon Restaurants. This started as far back as 2016 and until 2019. They encouraged drivers to, they encouraged customers to tip their drivers, and that 100% of the tip would be given to the drivers. Drivers would make anything between $18 and $25 per hour and then get tipped on top of that. And in 2016 to 2019, that was actually a great wage. Like, honestly, that was a pretty good wage back then.
It's still pretty all right. It's above minimum wage in Chicago.
I mean, it's above
before tips. It's quite a bit above minimum wage.
I want to think it's good to note that drivers would also use their own cars for delivery services.
Oh, okay, so you should make that much more than minimum wage because now you have to pay for all the stuff for your car.
Right, you're putting wear and tear on your car, you're putting gas in your car, you know, etc. The company had told people that, so the company had told customers that the drivers were making 100% of their tip. They were giving them the whole entire tip, but this was a lie. The company started skimming the drivers' tips. Remember when I said that drivers would make $18 to $25 per hour? That's because the amount that the drivers would earn would fluctuate based on an internal algorithm. So what they would do was if the drivers use the driver's tips to subsidize some of the payment.
So if a driver was making $18 per hour and then earned a $6 tip, Amazon would only pay the driver $12. So then they were giving that, while they were still giving them the tip, it would make it look like they were earning $18 an hour. They weren't making $18 an hour plus their tip. They were just making $18 an hour, mm-hmm. which is shitty. A quote from CBS News, it was just like very concise and perfect, and I couldn't word it any better, so I'm going to quote them. Amazon divided to obscure from the drivers that was reducing their earnings as a single lump sum that hid any distinction between customer tips and pay from Amazon. Based on the information that Amazon provided, drivers could not tell whether Amazon had contributed its minimum for the delivery block for or a lesser amount, nor could the driver tell the amount of any customer tip. So they wouldn't be able to see what people were tipping them.
Yeah, their payment wasn't transparent.
No, yeah. Not at all. Amazon would also discourage tipping in cash and would tell the drivers that they couldn't accept cash tips. Uber also does this. But I mean, you know, we all know that people still do accept cash tips. But I have had drivers in the past refuse a cash tip, though.
Yo, it's not Disney, bro. No one's going to come down on you, okay?
No. Because of complaints from the drivers, the FTC launched an investigation into Amazon. It was found that Amazon stole nearly $62 million from the drivers. Amazon had to pay restitution to 140,000 drivers. If a driver had more than $5 withheld from them, they got the full amount of their tip. The highest amount that a driver received was $28,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The average amount a driver received was about $400. So, I mean, is it a ton of money? No.
Well, that.
But
that,
is it significant? Yeah. Yes.
That's the average, too. So that could be pulled down by a lot of people that did it just not very often. But the people that were driving consistently probably made a lot more than that.
From what I understand, from what I could gather, this was pretty similar to like Uber Eats or something like that, where like you kind of chose your schedule.
Yeah, they still do this.
Yeah, they still do. Yeah. You choose your schedule. You work as often or as little as you want. A lot of people use this to just subsidize their income. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, you probably had a bunch of people who only made $50 to $100 in tips versus like people who, like the one guy who made $28,000. Like clearly this was his livelihood. The scandal did cause Amazon to update how their drivers were paid from then on. So they got the restitution. That was all paid out earlier in 2023. However, like no one went to jail over that. No one got into any serious crime. Like no one gotten into any serious trouble. They just had to pay out $62 million. And when you are a company that is raking in billions and billions of dollars, this isn't a really big hit. Like when they were stealing these tips from drivers, they knew what they were doing. It wasn't an accident. It was...
Oh, yeah. I think they deny that, but yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you not know, though? Like, you know what you're doing. It'd be the same thing as if my employer took my tips from serving. Like, you don't not know that. You know what you're doing. And they knew what they were doing. And honestly, they got a slap on the wrist. Stealing from a big business, in my opinion, is better than stealing from small businesses or from one person. It is still wrong. Karika Wortham and REKK thought that they could swindle one of the biggest businesses in the world without getting caught. But unfortunately, their greed caused their own worlds to crumble. People want their money, and Amazon is no different. Although they stole millions, this was barely a drop in the bucket for the billions of dollars that pours into Amazon each and every year. However, the $62 million that Amazon stole from its drivers hit the driver's purse strings much more heavily. It is a special type of fucked up to be making more money in a minute than most people will make in their lifetime while simultaneously fucking over the people who are breaking their backs to keep your corporation alive. In my opinion, Wortham got way too much time in prison and that Amazon itself was not punished enough for what they did to their drivers. Maybe this will make you think before you click add to cart.
But it probably won't.
Right. I mean, I'll think about it, but I'll stop.
You got to get that dog food delivered tomorrow. Because well, I got to drive to a Target.
I got to watch The Boys.
Yeah, with ads in the middle now.
Sorry.
Netflix added ads too.
Did they?
I get it free with T-Mobile, so they added ads to mine.
Damn.
Good, but it's free, so I understand that one. But I spend $140 a year, maybe more. I actually don't know what Prime is anymore. It just comes out every year. Might be more than that.
I don't know what it is either, but that's like, I'm on a friend's Hulu, so I can't get too mad at that either. But Hulu has ads, and that's fucking annoying. And Hulu plays the same ads. Every time there's an ad, they don't change it.
That actually is annoying. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, God, give me something else. I can't see the same thing.
Fine, give me ads, but don't give me the same fucking ad 7 times in 1 hour episode.
I'm min-maxing my screen time because I like when the ads come on, I mute it on my TV and I open up TikTok on my phone. I have a problem.
I mean, I don't blame you.
I go like, all right, break. Break for TV.
Half the time I'm on my phone while I'm watching TV.
Yeah, I do that too.
It's really bad. Like, I'm not even watching what I'm watching. I'm just on my phone. So why don't I just, like, be on my phone and not even try to watch it?
No, but the background noise is good.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I have company. Doesn't make me feel as lonely. Doesn't make me feel like my world is slipping away and that I have no friends.
Damn. You should do the outro. instead of slowly slipping into depression, let's do the outro and get out of here.
All right. Well, if you liked what you heard and you wanted to hear more of us, I don't know why. No, I'm just kidding. I know why. We're great. You can find us on social media at facebook.com/whitecollarsredhands. We're on Twitter at whitecollarspod. We are on Instagram at whitecollars_redhands. We're on TikTok at whitecollarsredhands. We are on YouTube as well at, you guessed it, White Collars Red Hands. If you want some more free ways to support us, you can do that by leaving a review either on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. We love a 5-star review, but an honest review works as well. Another great way to support us freely is by telling a friend. Spread the word of mouth. That is sometimes the best advertisement anyone can buy or not buy. Another free way to support us is by, if you hear a white collar crime and you think that it's interesting and you want us to cover it, slide it over to us. You can either DM us on our socials or you can email us at whitecollarsredhands@gmail.com. You can also, an unfree way to support us is by going to our website and clicking on the merch tab. It'll take you over to TeePublic, which you can buy whatever you want with our logo on it. And you know, Mother's Day's coming, you know, you missed Valentine's Day, Mother's Day's coming up. You can make it up to mom by buying her a White Collars Red Hands sweatshirt. And I think that's it.
Yes.
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 Well,
sure.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on another episode of White Collars,
Red Hands.